Yusin for me. Forgive me, my lord. I was not sure what the summons were for. And I fear to remind you that the castle is very wide and large, and it's not so very easy for me to get about. The girl? Oh, she is my new maid servant. Her name is Phyllis. She's a mute. You wish her gone, my lord? If you so wish it. Phyllis? His lordship likely has harsh words for me that are not meant for your precious ears. Be kind and go back to my bedchamber, would you? I shall not be long, I am sure. Now then, my lord, what exactly was so very important that it could not wait? I beg your pardon, my lord. You are not accustomed to being kept waiting. My lord, allow me to speak openly, seeing as you and I are once again alone. Had you called me into any other part of the castle, had you, for example, called me to the dining hall or to the battlements, perhaps even to your private gardens, I would have come with all due haste. I would not have tarried. Why is your lordship in so much haste? Perhaps you have been called off to war. Perhaps there are more battles to be fought. Is this it? No, I see. Perhaps then your lordship has been called away to court. Your lack of answer makes me believe that this is not the case either. Strange then, if you mind my saying. Given our previous encounter quite recently, did you not ask me to teach you ways that you have forgotten? To teach you your natural state between you and I? Did you not ask me to break you? And do you still feel that I have done you a great injustice by not answering your summons as soon as I received them? There is something greatly wrong with this, my lord, for you see, it does not seem quite the natural state that you yourself are sitting in your chair and yet I am standing before you. We are alone, yes? It would seem so. Well then, my lord, perhaps this imbalance should be redressed, should it not? Immediately, before I leave here and do not return, no matter how many pleading summons I receive. That, my lord, is much better. Do you not agree? Do you have any argument to make? Good. The best cushions, of course. If only I had a chair like this. Come close, then. No, no, my lord, there is no need for you to try and stand. You may come forward on your knees. Is not this better, my lord? Do you not understand when you look up at me from your knees, that you were made to be in this position before myself? Of course, you must know I'm still displeased with you. The impudence of saying that you will not wait for me. You must think that I have nothing to do. You must think that my time is purely my own. Or you must think that my time belongs only to you. And that is a thought that we must crush instantly. You have no doubt called me here because you wish more lessons, but in fact I am too displeased with you to do anything like that which you would like. Therefore today's lesson, I suppose, is that you learn to live in frustration. And what is more, you will learn to like it. In fact, I will know that I have successfully and fully broken you when you have learnt to love the frustration that I will give you, knowing that the next time we encounter one another, it may make any relief that I give you all the sweeter. You understand this, don't you? Remember, you serve me at my pleasure and leisure. What do you say? Thank you, what? You are an impudent fellow, spoiled by your position and parents. That's disgusting. Revolting. You are disgusting and revolting to me when you can't even learn your place. What do you feel to know that? No matter. I dare say we shall both survive it. The small penance that you can do for me just now, you may kiss my legs, and each kiss needs, without words, to beg me for forgiveness. You may use your hands, but again, on my legs alone. You have displeased me. And you must prove yourself again. You understand that, don't you? I do not do this to be cruel. I do this because I am charged with teaching you some incredibly important perspectives which you have missed out on all your life up to now. You forget the loyalty you swore to me. You forget the fealty you owe to me, do you not? I see. Well then continue. Show me through your kisses how contrite you are. Delicately, gently. You do not insist for my forgiveness, do you? No. You plead for it. Try again. Now that is better. Enough. I will naturally forgive you in time. But I wonder, do you wish to learn a way that you might hasten yourself into my good graces once again? Are you sure? You see, I will brook no argument on this. There is only one way in which I might forgive you. And I expect you to do everything that I tell you to, Without question. We shall see. Remove your clothes. All of them. Except your boots. Leave them. Cast them aside. Good. Back onto your knees. Turn away from me. Put your hands behind your back. Low, where I might reach them, though. Do you know this scarf about my throat? The one I remove now? Your mother gifted this to me years ago. I was so delighted. It was the finest thing I had at the time. I think there is no one in the castle who would not know on sight that this scarf was mine. And so, I use it to bind you now. Do not resist me. There. Well, shuffle yourself about so I can see you fully. Can you move your arms or are you fully bound? I'm pleased to hear it. Now, I am shortly going to leave you. I will instruct all outside that you are in deep meditation and prayer and are not to be disturbed under any circumstance. And then, when best pleases me, I will return and untie you. Do you understand what is about to happen? Should you display such impatience and ask me how long it might be again, I will double the time. They will ask about you at dinner if you are not careful. You will remain here. You will reflect on learning the virtue of patience. And if I do not see tears of contrition in your eyes when I return, if I am not pleased by how you beg my forgiveness, well, I do not think you wish to know what will happen then. Let me take hold of your throat. Good. You trust. That is good. Feel my nails. They are not so sharp. What do you say? While you are tied on your knees here alone, reflect also on whom you belong to, this form. This form, this flesh, these lips, this. Down here. And this back here. Tell me, if the king or God himself were to ask you whom all this belongs to, what would you say? What would you know the true answer to be? Good. Now I will leave you, but I will leave my mark on you. Kneel up. Straighter. I will scratch you like a cat. Your skin will linger under my nails, and I will take a part of you with me as I carry out my business, with you in here, waiting obediently for my return. What do you think of that? And what should you say? Be brave. The hurt will not be much. Look how I leave myself upon you. See, I've not even drawn any blood. The scratches may remain for a day, but what do you say to me? Are you grateful? Very well. And lastly, a kiss. In case you should displease me again, it may be the last kiss you ever receive. The last promise of all I could be and do for you, and all you could be and do for me. When I draw back, you must remember your place, and you must thank me for my kiss. Good day, my lord. I will return. At my own leisure, of course. Good meditations, my lord.